From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome once again to another Beers with the Brewers. We're back in the Kickstarter room this week. How are you doing this week, Chris?
I am doing all right.
Right on, right on. I'm Mark Richards. We got Chris Helderman, head brewer, joining us today. Lead brewer, Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy.
And president, co-founder, Adam Benner.
Yeah, inside since fall came early here in Columbus, Ohio, and it's cold and rainy.
It's amazing. A little drizzly outside, yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, it was nice to record the podcast outside last week. But this week we're back inside, even though we're having a beer that would be, I think, designated for outside drinking and maybe in inclement weather if game day presents that, Skull Session Lager.
Yeah, Skull Session Lager back. New and improved, I'd say, Skull Session Lager. Totally changed recipe this year.
Totally changed.
What's our four bullet points this week, guys?
Light, refreshing, toasty, and lager. If those of you who had it last year, it was the Scarlet Lager. What we found is to get that color and do it with what I'll call integrity and make it very sessionable is very difficult.
Yeah. I think it was mostly because we wanted to use this malt that was being marketed called Red X, which has a cool name, but I don't particularly care for. And I thought it was the way it gave that red color was some type of special kilning, but it turns out it's just a blend of malts, and it turns out that we're able to do that ourselves, being, you know, brewers and whatnot. And
it's all marketing, huh?
Yeah,
basically.
Last year, we took some of that Red X, which does finish pretty sweet, and tried to cut it with some rice. That sound about right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it just it doesn't quite dry out as much as we would like for, you know, a nice tailgate beer. So we went with a very classic Vienna lager recipe this year.
Yes, technically the third year we brewed this. Fourth year. The first year we did it, it just was around for the Michigan game 2 years ago. It was available the whole fall. Last year, we limited it again to just Thanksgiving week for the Michigan game. And then this year, when we were looking at another football season, being back in Ohio Stadium, we wanted to lighten it up a little bit, make it a little more crushable at the stadium. So this will be available just in 16-ounce cans, which is exciting, but just at the stadium until that Michigan week. So you are going to have to look for this if you're at the games, and it's exciting to have this beer back in the stadium.
Yeah, at the shoe only, and packaging for now. We'll also have some releasing today in the tap room in keg form, so you can come in here and get some draft. Try out the new recipe, so that way you're ready to go to the game Saturday. That is this Saturday already, if you can believe summer's over. It just about is.
Yeah, so I think on the suggested food pairings, I'm not sure they might sell Skyline at Ohio Stadium, but I do know they sell Dos Hermanos has some tacos. They have some taco stands at Ohio Stadium, so go ahead and grab yourself some Dos Hermanos and a Skull Session. It'll be available at the craft stand. So not everywhere like Stiff Arm. Stiff Arm, again, this year will be available at all the places they also sell Bud Light and Budweiser. So go ahead and get yourself a Stiff Arm. And we may mention this last week, but Stiff Arm is going to be available in 16-ounce cans at the stadium as well. So you're going to get 4 more ounces of beer for the amount of time you're waiting in line. So we're excited to finally get some beer in some pint-size cans. So, yeah. Otherwise, maybe a Sugardale hot dog, which is, I believe, the official hot dog of Ohio State Athletics.
Oh, really?
You can, Bob Evans, I think it's Bob Evans has their...
that would make sense.
What, bratwursts over there. So any of the food at Ohio Stadium would pair deliciously with this Skull Session lager this year. So But speaking of events, since Walt's out, Walt was out, as we talked about last week, on vacation. Now he's making a lot of beer labels.
I think he's trying to catch up from being on vacation.
We do have the first game this Saturday. So if you're not wanting to head down to the stadium and just looking for a place to watch, you can watch here down at the tap room. It's going to be a Newton game. We'll be down there tailgating, so you can look for us out there. We got a nice Stiff Arm branded van. So tonight on August 29th in the Beer Garden, we have Osage featuring Langrant's own Tony Capetillo. This is the second or third time this summer. You might have seen him playing at the Backyard Barbecue.
Awesome party band. They bring the funk.
And then on the Sunday, we got Hebdo playing at 3 p.m. And the biggest event of the year for us, coming up September 28th, we have our 5th anniversary party. We got St. Seneca headlining that. We'll be showing the Nebraska-Ohio State game. They have yet to announce that, so regardless if it's night or day, we'll have some sort of viewing on a screen outside, which will be exciting, plus a lot of fun beers. We'll be talking about that. We're less than 5 weeks away, so it's crazy that it's already the end of September in 5 weeks, but we're super pumped for it. We were talking a little bit about it earlier, and we'll have a lot more details coming out over the next few weeks, but mark your calendars, and you'll definitely want to be here for that event. It's usually one of the best days here of the year. So, on to Skull Session. Enough about the events and the other things. So, we did mention this beer has changed, but we got two brewers on the Beers with the Brewers podcast. We'll go to Dan, though, on this. Tell us about the makeup of Skull Session.
Quick stat rundown, 4.6% ABV, 16 IBUs. We use some Mount Hood hops, very spicy, sort of cuts through the breadiness of it. But all that bready deliciousness comes from Vienna, Pilsner, and Munich malts. It's a pretty classic combo of, I think it's like 45% Vienna, 35% Pils, and 15% Munich. And each one of those brings a different type of breadiness to it. So with Vienna, it's like very much a fresh baked loaf of bread. Pils is more crackery, like a cracker biscuit. And Munich is kind of the crust on your toast. And you get a little bit of each of those all the way through. Yeah, at least I do, but I'm also looking for them.
So. Yeah, no. As you mentioned that, I was tasting it. You definitely can pull out those throughout the whole drink.
Yep. Yeah, I think Munich adds the smallest portion, adds the most interesting piece of the malt bill, definitely. Because with as light as it is, you don't necessarily expect the toastiness, but it comes across really nicely.
Yeah, just a little bit, but not so much that it's not, this is not an Oktoberfest, certainly. This is, I think, a nice gateway. But if you are not ready for Oktoberfest yet, I think this is your beer as sort of a go-between.
Yeah, definitely the older versions of Skull Session had a lot more malt going on. I think you guys talked about that with getting that color, but the thing that really... almost a double play on the name being Skull Session Lager. It's a session lager coming in at 4.6%. You can enjoy this during the entire game, and whether it's going to be 80 degrees like some August September games are, or if it's 50 degrees outside, this will be a great beer to watch some football with. Definitely, I mean, if you do pour it in a glass, granted, you're going to get it at the game in a can, so you won't really notice the difference in color, but if you do buy this, get it at the tap room or look for it in market around Thanksgiving, you're going to see a lot difference in the color of this beer this year.
Yeah, it's going to be bright, as it says here, tawny gold.
Sorry, I was waxing poetic that day.
There you go. It was, so it'll be a typical gold, a little darker than that, I guess. But it'll be bright and clear, and As far as flavors, like Dan pretty much said it, as far as all the different types of bread and everything else. But I do get some, I don't know, the spiciness from Mount Hood hops. It's subtle, but I do always like Mount Hood. They're great on the maltier beers, just to cut through it a little bit. Some people get some citrus in that as well. I don't get that too much, but hey, if that's your bag, that's what you taste. So, but yeah, it's not a as light as a as Bud Light or something like that, but it's a pretty light bodied beer. You shouldn't get bogged down by it, and you should be able to yeah, feasibly drink a few of these, and yeah, I think it's quite enjoyable.
It's kind of like a mouthful of Chex. You mix like all the Chex,
like rice Chex, or like, you think like the like mixture?
All of them. I'm not going to say Chex mix because there's no
Chex mix without the flavor.
There's no Worcestershire right. in this, but yeah.
Or bagel chips.
That's true.
Yeah, I can see that. You get that. You get the brown Chex and the rice and the corn Chex all mixed in.
You could probably do rice Chex at 50%, corn Chex at 35%. And then the wheat checks at 15, and it's damn close to the malt bill.
We're going to have to go out and trademark that before it's stolen out from under our feet.
Unflavored Skull Slash and Chex mix. A good tailgating combination. But yeah, it's definitely very refreshing. It's light. The finish is very clean. That you get all the characteristics that you're looking for from a very nice lager, so you guys nailed this one. I know I'm looking forward to crushing a few at the game on Saturday. I'll be there at the Florida Atlantic, Ohio State. Big matchup. You got Lane Kiffin coming back. Last time that he faced Ohio State, his offense.
Joey Freshwater.
Yeah, didn't do as great. So with the old Alabama team. So I think at the stadium, though, Mark, we got a question, you know.
I would have to ask right away, do we change the crushability scale since we've got 4 extra ounces? Because that adds up to two more
yeah,
beers.
I mean, it's almost you'd buy this probably in a 4-pack, given that's a 16-ounce can. So you could do it 0-4, but I'd say for consistency's sake, we got to do it on a 12-ounce 6-pack.
12-ounce 6-pack,
is where the crushability scale. So there's probably a conversion in there. But on the, if you were to find this in a 12-ounce 6-pack,
and I'm watching football,
you're watching football. So
I think I could go on either scale. I'll go full 6.
You can go full 6.
Agreed. Or 1 per quarter if you're in the stadium.
Yeah, they stop alcohol sales at the end of the third quarter.
Touche.
So you
might have to double up during halftime.
Might
there.
Have to double up. Yeah, halftime you get an extra 20 minutes.
So that's a good point. So just treat your halftime as a beer drinking quarter.
So you go. You can get the 4 full pints or the full 6 crusher, the full 6 12-ounce equivalents crusher. I'm gonna go also with a 6 crusher. I think that 4.6%. It's just going to be an easy beer.
You should feel good about yourself drinking 6 of these.
Now, I may go to a 5. It could be a 6 crusher, but I probably will have a 16-ounce stiff arm can first.
The switch up.
Just for old time's sake. And I'm going to start with some hoppiness. I'm going to start with that 6.5%, 6.4%. And then for the staying power, I'm going to switch down to the 4.6.
That's fair. Well, so I had some from that batch, and it's really, really good.
It's just stiff arm that's going out, yeah.
And it looks really nice in that can. Not that anyone cares, but
yeah, big old 16-ounce cans. It's exciting to finally have it large. I know as folks that also go to most of the games, but and little known fact or. We're also paying $9 or $10 a can at the games. We don't like to, but that's just location.
One of these times, I'm going to give them a what's up nod and see if I can work something. Hey,
you know, I made that.
I don't think it carries any weight there at all.
No,
what ends up happening? We always try to I'm always wearing like a Land Grant something, and then someone will go, we'll strike up a conversation, and then they'll get mad. that I'm not buying him a beer. I'll buy him a beer. Some guy a couple last season took advantage of that, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'll buy you a beer. And then he's like, okay, I'll have three. And I was like,
oh wow.
I'm like, all right, well, it's so pretty high tech. Different.
The
like,
answer to that is, I'm sure you will. Yeah.
But generally, one of us will have a we'll have a token on us that might get you beer down here at the tap room. So. It's probably a lot harder now. You might be asking someone if they work at the brewery and they're just a random person wearing a Langran hat. But stop by the Langran van. All right, Chris. We got how crushable would you say this is?
Let's see, crushability. I would give this a 16-ounce cans, I assume, is what we're doing.
No, we did the conversion. We converted it to 12-ounce cans still for consistency's sake.
Oh, it's a sixer.
Six crusher. Yeah. That's a unanimous six crusher.
Easy six. That's an easy six. If you do have six of those, Adam, at the game on Saturday, please do make sure you're not driving an automobile.
I won't be driving to the game or driving home, but I'm definitely not going to have six skull sessions at the game.
Right, crush responsibly.
Crush responsibly. So,
take out a loan.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're down here at the tap room, you're eating some Ray Rays with this. What are you gonna eat with this skull session?
I think I want the wing special with the stiff arm buffalo sauce.
Ooh, I think the lamb would go excellently with this.
Lamb?
Thursday. Is it Thursdays?
Friday.
Yeah. I still haven't tried that. Have you had it?
The burnt ends is on Thursday, and then the lamb is Friday.
I've had a little bit of... I haven't got like a whole shebang.
Yeah.
But I got some fries one day, and they threw some lamb on there for me.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was... I was pleased with it.
You lucky boy. Look at you.
Yeah, you know.
I've yet to have the lamb. I always say wings, though. That is like my favorite thing. Every Sunday I work... When I'm here,
oh, yeah.
I will, I'm getting that.
Those wings are a lot.
I think this will go with the wings, yeah.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the wings.
Can't go wrong. Well, we got any questions from a listener? We got any thoughts on this skull session beer?
We didn't have a question from a listener this week, but my thought is it's kind of fun to drink a beer out of a can, just like we're tailgating today. And that taller can feels good.
Yeah, I would say that I think this is probably my favorite lager that we've done since, like, the original Steezy. Just in terms of the combo of actual flavor and drinkability at the same time.
No, I would agree. I think this is very solid.
So is this... What yeast did we use on this?
This was the Omega Danish, house lager yeast.
The same lager yeast.
Yep.
That's the same as Pool Party, right?
Yep, same as Pool Party. And similar to what we have used for Steve Z in the past. Different brand name, but similar.
Yeah. What other thoughts? Anything else you guys got? Two brewers.
Ready for football, that's what I'm thinking.
How's Purdue going to be this year, Chris?
Purdue will be okay. There you go. We've got Rondale Moore, which put a hurting on the Buckeyes last year. So we still got him. And I'm not too quarterback. I think we're going to be all right there. We have Sindelar, which he's a fifth-year senior. He'll be all right. I guess I don't know what young guys we've got. But Jeff Brom, he's at least brought the program up from the depths of hell and brought it, you know, up to like the first circle. It's okay.
Yeah,
he's got this year basically, and he's gone, right?
Well, he's got a massive contract.
True, but also, once he realizes that things aren't going to get any better than this after this year, surely he's going to run away.
Well, we'll see how well this year goes. But if they don't do well, and if he thinks it's because of the, I guess, recruiting power of Purdue, he might be looking for another job.
To steal from the solid verbal, what's your best case, worst case?
Let's see, how many games we got? I'm always used to the NFL where they got 16.
13.
All right.
12.
Yeah. I was thinking 12, but yeah.
Depends if you make a bowl.
Okay, well. No, I'd say 12. Best case, we get absolute best case, we get 8. I'd say absolute best case, 9. Worst case, it's you're looking at not bowl eligible, 3. We tend to lose games.
That's quite
we
the
should.
Spread there. I was going to say 6-6, but
yeah, I've been a Purdue fan my whole life.
I can tell you're
and,
grizzled.
Let's put it this way. You don't get too excited about things. You're always very cautiously pessimistic, I guess is what it is.
All right, so Purdue opens up the season at Nevada on a Friday night, August 30th. So they play tomorrow night if you're listening to this. So we'll give them a win there.
Yep.
Then they got Vandy.
Really watch out for that wolf pack.
We got Vandy, and this is in a home game against SEC powerhouse Vanderbilt. I'd say we'd give Purdue that one. And then they have TCU in West Lafayette. That one could probably go either way. I'm not really familiar who left TCU when Ohio State from the game last year.
They've still got the situation of having a miserable offense and a decent defense, except when they play Ohio State, and then their offense looks amazing. that's a bit of a push.
We'll say that might be one loss there. We'll go either way. We'll come back to that. Minnesota has kind of in the same boat as Purdue here with the coach. Only been there a couple years, has a lot of opportunity. We'll give that one to Purdue. It's at home. Head to State College. I think that's going to be a second loss there.
Yep.
Nittany Lions. Maryland at home on homecoming. We'll give you that one. At Iowa, October 19th. That's a loss.
Yep.
Illinois at home. That's a win.
Yeah.
Oh, Ag Day. They got Nebraska coming in for Ag Day. On November 2nd. That can go either way. A lot of people are high in Nebraska. I'm kind of a wait-and-see kind of that. But, yeah, we'll give them a loss on that one. So that's 4 losses.
We're at 8.
Now we're at Northwestern at night. Or, I'm sorry, at Evanston in Chicago, November 9th. Could be a loss. You got Saturday, November 23rd in Camp Randall, in Madison, against the Badgers. It's probably a loss there. And then at home in Indiana, that's an obvious win.
See, we always tend to pull that. So whatever, who do you think the best one on the schedule is? Wisconsin or Penn State?
Penn State, obviously, new quarterback there, good returning defense.
So I would say Wisconsin or Penn State, we will probably win one of those games. And we will lose 2 other games that we should have won.
Yeah. Well, we had 2 toss-ups. It's going to be between 4 and 6 losses. So 6-6 or 8-4.
That sounds right.
That's what
There we go.
That's pretty nailed on there.
What about Ohio State? This is our college football. This turned into our college football preview episode.
Yeah. Read them off, Adam.
All right, we got FAU this weekend.
Win.
That's a win.
Yeah, it's a loss. Oh, yeah, win.
All right, here we go.
I think Coach Day is going to have a good first year. I'm feeling pretty positive about it.
All right, so obviously, Ohio State opens up Florida Atlantic at home. It's a noon game. They got UC now. You see that? That's a noon game. It's going to be a national game on ABC. You got Luke Fickell coming back. I just don't think they have the depth.
Nope. Yeah. It'll be just close enough through the third quarter to make everyone clench their butt cheeks, and then, yeah, we'll move on, and they'll score a couple touchdowns in the fourth quarter to pull away.
Ohio State may be losing going into halftime. I would not be surprised if Cincinnati has the lead going into halftime, and Ohio State pulls it off just because of the depth.
They've been known to give a tough beginning of the season years prior.
Indiana in Bloomington, noon game Saturday the 14th. Even though Indiana, I used giving them some struggles the past
I'm sorry,
years.
But no. Horseshoe West is going to be rocking.
This is true.
They're gonna, yeah.
That was J.K. Dobbins' breakout game where I had to save the day 2 years ago.
Yep.
In the Was that a Thursday night game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a weird one.
All right. Then the Red Hawks from Miami of Ohio head to the Shoe. And that's without Ben Roethlisberger, that's going to be a tough one.
There's another W there
for them there. So and then Saturday, September 28th, the anniversary party. We got Nebraska away. Probably going to be a night game in Lincoln.
I hope so. Be nice.
Last time there was a night game in Lincoln, Ohio State had a big lead. First year head coach going into halftime and then blew it. Probably a different story this time. Different circumstances.
I'll believe the black shirts are back when we don't drop at least 5 touchdowns on them. So, and that hasn't not happened in a long time.
Then let's see here. We got Nebraska gave them a little bit of fight last year.
They made it uncomfortable. Yeah.
All right. October 5th, night game at Ohio State. I don't even think there was a night game at Ohio State last year. I think they were all away. So
yeah. Michigan State, right?
Michigan State got Sparty coming in. Sparty's played spoiler a lot. I just don't think they have the offense.
Anemic offense. Yeah. That was so painful to watch every game with them last year. It was just... they could have fell down 3 times on every snap, and it would have been better looking than what they were doing. They were going in the reverse direction.
Well, they did. They snapped the ball through the end zone.
That's true.
To prevent Ohio State from taking advantage. Winning that game, if you like punting, that was a clinic by Ohio State's punter last year.
Drew Chrisman.
Yeah.
Also a master of bottle flipping. Check it out on YouTube.
So, I mean, this is one of those Sparty teams, though, that could pull the upset because literally no one's expecting much, I think. So
it would be, like, the most D'Antonio thing ever to just, like, run an entire catalog of trick plays the entire time. But, yeah, I think Buckeyes probably pull that one out.
Yeah, it was there 21 years ago in 1998 when Plexico Burress... broke the hearts of Buckeye Nation.
Gross. Threw up in my mouth a little bit there.
All right, Friday night game in Chicago against Chicago's Big Ten team in Northwestern. 8:30 playing in Evanston. Now, I also have been to a night game in Evanston where Ohio State has lost, but I don't see that happening with Northwestern new quarterback. They gave a good run at the end of the Big Ten Championship, but yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, no.
Nope. October 26th, we got old Badgers coming into town. Jonathan Taylor Tailback, JTT, as they say in the solid verbal. First year quarterback with the Badgers. Again, I don't see it. I just don't see it. Next week, we got next two games are Maryland and Rutgers. Maryland at home.
Revenge tour.
really could have lost that game last year to Maryland. Rutgers in Piscataway on November 16th. Again, that's going to be... Yeah. It's Rutgers. Rutgers football. But finishing out the year, we got Penn State at home and Michigan on the road. Those are probably the season comes down to that.
Yeah. Penn State, no matter how good or bad they are, can always pose a problem for us.
That's the problem, is I see them dropping one of those two.
But Penn State's kind of turned into the new, you know, Penn State wants to be the big rival, and they're kind of turning into that spoiler that Michigan-Ohio State was always like, it doesn't matter how good your season is, you're probably going to lose.
I would root for, because... like, sad face James Franklin is so delicious. So delicious. But so is sad face Jim Harbaugh. So.
Yeah.
If they can pull them both out, they certainly would deserve the playoff. But
I think sad face Jim Harbaugh is a lot better just because he's never had a happy face.
It's more like confused. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand how we lost that again.
Just completely outside of the situation, because I'm a fan of neither. I just like it when the Jim Harbaugh has not won. That's hilarious to me. the one of the best rivalries in football, and for the past, 5 years, it just hasn't mattered.
Yeah, Urban Meyer was 7-0 on his watch, and
14-15.
Yeah, 14-15. So as a 90s kid, I have no idea what's going on.
No.
This is not how things happen.
There was a reason I was so angsty back then, and it wasn't, you know, all the flannel and grunge music. It was, yeah, mostly that game. Bad times. Much better now.
Much better now. So, yeah, I think we were up in Ann Arbor. Mark and I went to the game a couple years ago. And
yep.
One of the coolest experiences I've had in sports is when they get the stadium O-H-I-O chant going around the big house is about as
it's very satisfying. Yeah, it's very satisfying.
And I've seen that several times up there. So, yeah, if you had to choose between the two, as much as I would hate losing to Penn State and dislike going to Happy Valley, I don't want to lose to Michigan.
No one does, but I'll tell you, they got to win eventually sometime. Jeez.
Yeah, and everyone's really high in Michigan this year.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Think they'll have a good year?
They always are in the preseason, and then reality sets in.
Yeah.
So does Ohio State make the playoff, though?
What's the over-under, a 1.5?
Yeah, I put it at 1.5. I'm going to take the under. I think it'll be 1. I think it's something. I think quarterback, if Justin Fields gets hurt, it can get to 3 or 4 because they got no, the cupboard's bare. They got some good running with J.K. Dobbins, unproven guys. Defense should be better.
I'll go under, and I wouldn't put it past them to go undefeated just because usually when someone thinks someone is a year away, that's usually when they actually something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I would say they definitely have the potential to go undefeated, but they have seemed to have taken on those fun losses the last 2 years. Different head coach, different everything. Well, not everything, but I could see them losing two. One to Michigan or Penn State, and one that they really shouldn't lose.
Rando.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing's working type
exactly.
of game. I can see that, too.
That's that Michigan State game, that night game, playing spoiler.
There's some weird things happen with MSU.
It's always been the worst weather here. It snowed a couple years ago in, like, October.
In a monsoon.
Monsoon, the year that Zeke, in 2015, Zeke didn't play in that game. That was a miserable day, so. But we got a good season to look forward to. A whole lot of good beer to drink at the stadium. Yeah.
Hate to see summer go away. Hate to see pool party leave, but I think Skull Session will be a great replacement this weekend.
I mean, I did wake up on Saturday morning and thinking it was football weather, so.
Boy, I'll tell you, it felt like it.
Yep.
It was crisp. I went outside and drove the sled, and yeah, good times.
All right.
That was a blocking sled, not a toboggan.
Big good activity for the beer garden. There you go. We'll bring in some. You can relive
a bunch of toboggans.
Yeah, that too. All right. Well,
I think that's a wrap.
Well, if you're tailgating,
come say hi to us.
Yeah, come say hi.
We'll be by the Stiff Farm van over in the Fieldhouse parking lot. Easy to find us right as you cross the bridge or right before you cross the bridge, depending on which way you're going.
If you're not tailgating, come on down here, drink a Skull Session, tip your bartender.
Oh, yeah. All right, Dan, what do you think? Drinking beer out of a can just the way God intended?
There's occasions.
Tailgating's an occasion.
Indeed it is.